Part 2. Questions 9 to 20. In this part, you will hear three conversations. There are four questions for each conversation. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Questions 9 to 12.
You will hear part of an interview with a boy called Simon, who is helping to protect the environment.
Simon, tell us about yourself.
Well, like lots of other kids my age, I've grown up taking my boat onto the rivers in this area. One of my favorite rivers is the River Stanton, which is fast with excellent white water, so things can get pretty dangerous. But it's exciting, and I'm experienced.
Now, it was while you were on the River Stanton that you noticed something was wrong.
Yeah. I always wondered why the water made my eyes burn if it got on my face, and why it was a strange orange color, especially when the water was running low.
So you decided to find out more?
Yeah. I asked other people using the river, and I visited a few websites and found out that the river was orange because of pollution from the old mines in the area. There was a lot of mining for coal done in this part of the country. I knew that from my history class at school, but what I didn't know was that pollution was coming from those old mine works and escaping into the rivers.
Then you did a qualification, didn't you?
Yes. I found out about an organization called the Friends of the River Stanton. They told me they did a special course where I could learn how to test the river water to see if it was healthy or not. So that's what I did. And I got really interested in the subject.
In fact, you got so interested that you actually started to look for an answer to the pollution problem.
I learned as much as I could about the chemistry behind the pollution. I can't really explain all the detail, but basically, if you add something called limestone to the river, it can improve the chemistry. That means that the plants and fish which had died because of all the mining companies that used to be in the area could live in the river again. So that made me really happy.
Questions 13 to 16.
You will hear a student talking to a housing officer about living with a homestay family.
Yes, what can I do for you?
My friend is in homestay, and she really enjoys it, so I'd like to join a family as well.
Okay, so let me get some details. What's your name?
My name is Keiko Yuchini.
And you're female. And your nationality?
I'm Japanese.
And you're how old?
I'm 28 years old.
Now, you live at one of the colleges. Which one?
Willow College, room 21C.
And how long are you planning on staying with Homestay?
About 4 months.
And what course are you enrolled in?
Well, I've enrolled for 20 weeks in the Advanced English Studies.
Okay. Do you have any preference for a family with children or without children?
I like young children. But I'd like to be with older people.
All right. Now, What about you? Are you a vegetarian or do you have any special food requirements?
No, I am not a vegetarian, but I don't eat a lot of meat. I really like seafood.
Are you familiar with the public transport system?
No.
What about the trains?
I like catching the train. They are much faster.
Now, let me go check on the computer and see who I've got. I'll check my records and I'll give you details this afternoon.
Thank you for helping me.
It's a pleasure. Bye.
Questions 17 to 20.
You'll hear an interview with Sophie Morrison, a translator.
Sophie, you're a native English speaker, and you've been working as a translator for some time now.
I'm currently doing a lot of legal text. The details of court cases can be interesting, and the language quite challenging.
And what kind of language gives you the most problems? The kind of expressions used in technology, perhaps, or science?
Actually, I don't have much trouble with those. What's still quite tricky, though, is when someone mentions a person or an event, perhaps in their country's history.
So, do you normally deal with big private firms or with state institutions like local government?
Well, I was once contacted by an insurance company and I did a job for them, but nearly always it's a case of an agency asking if I'd be willing to do a particular text.
That must speed things up a lot.
Yes, but it can still be a very long working day. I don't mind which part of the day I'm working, though. That's one of the advantages of working from home.
How do you see the long-term future of translating? Will it continue to be a good area to work in?
Oh, I think so. Professional standards are higher than they've ever been, and the increasingly wide range of languages used internationally means that the demand for high-quality translation will keep growing for many years to come.
That is the end of part 2.